Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Dr. Joy Banner, co-founder of the Descendants Project, a community organization based in an area of Louisiana known as Cancer Alley. This statement is made on behalf of our organization and the Center for Constitutional Rights. We are disappointed with the text dilution proposed by the United States to various provisions of Article 7, particularly to the chapter of 7.3. Text changes made in this formal setting represent life and death decisions for communities. Efforts to maintain the status quo of domestic law in this setting are contrary to establishing a uniform global standard, especially when U.S. domestic law has failed to keep our communities safe. As a descendant of people formerly enslaved, living in a frontline community, it is imperative for communities like mine that Article 7 expressly reference that the right to an effective remedy includes access to reparations as outlined in a definition of effective remedy under Article 1. Reparations must account for environmental and economic harms, including those arising upstream, created by the environmentally destructive activities of extractive industries. We support inclusion of amended language into Article 7.5A, covering individual or collective remedies, such as restitution, compensation, rehabilitation, reparation, non-repetition, injunction, environmental remediation, and ecological restoration. These forms of remedy must be provided in alignment with the express consent of affected communities. Thank you.